About 200 people squeezed into a conference room at the Limelight Hotel in Aspen on December 3rd. Members of the group Norway Island Partners gave their pitch.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks very much for joining us this evening. We're delighted to see such a packed house. We're hoping you'll find our presentation informative.
Jim DeFrancia kicks things off. He's a partner with an extensive development background.
Our objective tonight is to publicly present our proposed development of Gorsuch House and a revitalization of the Lift 1A area.
Gorsuch House would be built on a two-acre parcel alongside a ski run. It would include 75,000 square feet of floor area with 61 hotel rooms, 7 individually owned lodging units, and 6 condos. The structure would terrace up the ski hill, ranging from 5 to 2 floors, with the lowest height the farthest up. A restaurant, bar, and ski club quarters would be included. Development partner Jeff Gorsuch evokes the site's history, saying it's a special place that tied skiing to town.
You can see that today we're in a different place. We're in a quiet time. We're in a place where, you know what, we have to maybe challenge ourselves as a community to look at the notion of the Aspen idea, and are we honoring this idea as a community?
He says the proposed building would pay tribute to what he terms a sacred area. The project would include a new relocated repositioned chairlift in conjunction with the lodge. The audience questioned the developers about public transportation and affordable housing. Resident Helen Ward pressed the team to keep the look of the building in line with Aspen, not Vail.
The town is getting more and more modern and stone and vertical surfaces and looking a little bit more like Vail every day. And I hope we can keep that Gorsuch aesthetic going. And thank you.
Gorsuch says the look of the building will pay tribute to Aspen's history.
It's going to be like a handmade hotel. It's going to be a fine hotel in a great location at the world's greatest base of the mountain. So we're going to try to live up to those high criteria.
I thought it was an interesting presentation. I thought the commentary from the crowd was energetic and fun.
Aspen resident Michael Ettinger says he's excited to hear further discussion about the project.
The renderings look lovely, and I'm sure if they put as much energy into the renderings as they do the final product, it should come out great.
Marina Rayner says when it comes to development, she's picky about what she supports. This project passes muster, partly because it doesn't request exceptions to the city's land use code.
He's asking for no variances. That's what everybody should do. That's what the community is telling the city council to do.
So it's a good thing. It's a good proposal.
I think so.
Even though the big launch was in early December, the developers have been drawing up ideas for 4 years. Development partner Brian Peterson says the latest iteration was formed a few months ago after lots of public feedback.
Kind of the overriding theory that was super important to everybody was get out of the way. Move the lift as low as possible and put your property north-south.
He says the group cut off an entire wing in its latest proposal. The concept hasn't experienced much opposition, he says, because he thinks it represents the community's desires.
We want to do something for the community, so, you know, if we were getting a lot of pushback, that would be because we didn't listen.
The application will go before the city's Planning and Zoning Committee in the spring and may reach City Council for review in the summer. Marcy Grivenen, Aspen Public Radio News.